Welcome to the Lead Well podcast. This is Brandon Adams. I'm the Minister of Education Administration at First Baptist Church in Choctaw, Oklahoma. I do the Lead Well podcast just to help you as you seek to lead yourself well in your personal walk with the Lord, to lead your family well, that primary influence that you have, and to lead at your workplace well as you go out and use that platform that God has given you to share the gospel, but also ultimately to lead well within the church and the kingdom of God, as God has called all of us to do that. And so as we go through the Lead Well podcast, and we've taken quite a break here thanks to the pandemic, it's been a long time since we've done one. And so to kick it back off and get things started back up, I wanted to really focus in today on something that has been key during the pandemic for our church, and that's dealing with our Connect Group ministry and how in that Connect Group ministry, we hope and expect our Connect Group leaders to connect to the people in the room. Now, while you're listening to this, this isn't just for our Connect Group leaders. Really, this is for everyone. Everyone in a Connect Group, in a small group, which is the driving force of our church and how we connect people to Jesus, to His truth, His people, and His mission. As we look at that, one of the big things that you'll see in this is every member of every Connect Group can do these things. And so as you listen to how to connect in Connect Group ministry, I hope that you will find within this something that you can apply. So enjoy, and I'd love to hear your feedback.
Hi, Connect Group leaders. I just want to take a chance to thank you for all that you've done for us over the past several months through this pandemic. It's been amazing since we have now been back in our classrooms for, what is it, about a month. We have seen phenomenal results from people actually coming back. Thanks to you, through the whole pandemic quarantine time, you're staying connected with people in your Connect Groups. It allowed people to continue to feel a part of our church and connected to our church so that when they came back, they're there. In fact, just to kind of give you guys an idea, since we've been back in the building for Connect Groups, we've been averaging about 88 to 90% of worship attendance in Connect Groups each week. That is unbelievable. And that's all thanks to you and all the hard work you put in March and April and May and June and July and even in August, staying in contact with your Connect Group. And so I want to say thank you for that. Well, as we do our training, this is ultimately supposed to be the training that we were going to do in person the first Sunday in October. But I just kind of want to give you that training, kind of continuing on from our training that we did in September. When we talked about in September, we looked at the whole concept of why Connect Groups. And when we looked at why Connect Groups, we looked at the science behind why Connect Groups. We looked at a practical reason behind why Connect Groups. And then we also looked at just the basic discipleship aspect of Connect Groups and why that is so important. But what we find out too is we want to remind you of the how. So there's the why we do Connect Groups and why we do them like we do when we do them. But now today, I want to give you this short, about 15-minute training on how to do a Connect Group. How is it that we want to connect people? How is it that we want you to conduct your class? Now, I'm just going to be upfront and honest with you. I'm not going to give you a format to go all the way through your class because all of you guys have different personalities and ways to approach that. But when I get to the how, there are some essential things we want to cover in the how, and it's all in our mission statement for our Connect Groups. We say here at First Baptist Church that our Connect Group ministry is our primary strategy for connecting people to Jesus, His people, His truth, and His mission. And so when we look at the how, the first thing I want you to see in the how to do Connect Groups is it's all about connecting people to Jesus. When we say we want everyone to be involved in Connect Group ministry, that's because that is where we feel like we believe our primary strategy, where we connect people to Jesus and all that He is and all that He intends within the church. And you're a key part of that as a Connect Group leader and ultimately an under-shepherd of that group of people for Pastor Andy. And so when we say we want you to connect people to Jesus, we break that down into three ways that we see as being essential for connecting people to Jesus. And the first one is to connect them to His people. As Christians, we are little Christ. We are to be a reflection of Jesus. And we understand by reading Scripture that living in community with other Christian people to encourage one another, to sharpen one another, to help carry one another's burdens, that is such an essential part of understanding what it means to be connected to Jesus. So in our Connect Group ministries, we want to make sure that you as an under-shepherd are constantly connecting the people in your group to each other. Now, that's important in the way that you lead your class each week, that you provide a chance for discussion because they connect to each other with that. A brief time of fellowship in class, not too much, but a brief time. But then also regular fellowships. You need to make sure that you're regularly getting together without a time limit, where without a big agenda, but just where people can get to know each other, know each other's stories, and just enjoy one another. And that time of fellowship, several of you did a lot of fellowships during the quarantine time in backyards, at parks, things like that. And we heard back so much from you on how enjoyable it was just to enjoy one another. God wants us to enjoy time with one another. So make sure in your connect group that you're connecting people to His people, to God's people, to Jesus' people, that you're building time in for fellowship. But also in connecting to others, we need to be building time in for more intimate fellowship. And that's why we stress so much community groups. Community groups are not meant to replace connect groups. They are meant to flow out of connect groups. Many of your connect group classes are fairly large. And so when we get to a community group size, that's when you get down to 6 to 10 people where you're able to actually, everyone can interact. It's interesting. You get a group of 20 to 30 people in, there's always going to be a wallflower. You get a group of 6 to 8 to 10, it's harder to have a wallflower. We want everyone to connect to each other, and that means creating an environment, smaller environment, where people aren't just a wallflower, but where they can actually enjoy one another. I know one of the things, the first church I served at, I guess is an old-fashioned term. I didn't understand it very much. I was young in the ministry, but they called it Supper Six. They used to do this rotation of thing where it was just three couples getting together, having supper together just to get to know one another, to connect to one another. I'm not saying you've got to repeat that, but make sure that as you lead your people, as you're connecting them to Jesus' people, that you're creating those environments, those opportunities where they can really get to know one another, trust one another, share more intimately with one another. But then also, I think one of those ways we connect to one another is carrying each other's burdens. Make sure that you maintain a good, up-to-date prayer list for your class. Don't take a lot of time on Sunday morning. You've got limited time anyway. Gathering a bunch of prayer requests verbally and then take on, you could spend 20 to 30 minutes, half of your time, just doing that easily. Have some other format where they write it down and you disperse it out the next week, or if you have a digital format or whatever, but where you can literally be praying for one another and then encourage, lead, and model for those in your group, those who you are shepherding, how to pray for one another and how to follow up on those prayer requests. Because when we connect to one another, when we pray for one another, there forms a bond in that as we carry those burdens, have those celebrations together as God moves. So the first way that we connect people to Jesus is by connecting them to His people. The second way that we connect people to Jesus is by connecting them to His truth. The central part, the primary aspect of every Sunday morning connect group is that Sunday school lesson, that connect group lesson, whether you use Explore the Bible or you're using the Gospel Project. Those lessons are designed so that you can communicate the truth of His message, the message of Jesus. The whole Bible is the grand story about Jesus, and we want to make sure that those who come in are connected to that. And so as you teach through that, and believe me, I understand, there is a lot of information there. And the last thing we want you to do is try to cut out everything else in your connect group time so that you can teach a seminary-style lesson in that connect group time. For the most part, there's way more information in your lesson than you could ever communicate in one setting. And that's okay. That's the point. We want to make sure that you have plenty of information, but we're not expecting you to communicate all of it, but we are expecting you to give the bulk of time every Sunday morning to that connect group lesson and connecting people back to that truth. And as we connect people back to that truth, we just have some simple things that we talk about. Here's something to always keep in mind. We want to not just teach, but we want to shepherd and lead in discussion through that because they should be studying it through the week. We give them the books, help them out with that, walk them through that. But here's the type of teaching we want. We call it the head, heart, hand method. We want to go ahead and present the truth of the lesson, the knowledge to understand the information to their head as it is in Scripture. And we want to do that in context. Your lesson does a fantastic job of presenting it in context, biblical context. Who was the original audience? Why was it written to them? What was it that God was communicating to them at time? Because let's be honest, He can't be communicating something to us that He didn't communicate to the original audience. You want to communicate that to them, so you want to teach in such a way that they get the head knowledge, the true knowledge of that passage. But you also want to communicate in such a way that it takes root in the heart. And so from that truth that God is communicating to that original audience, there is a universal truth that spans throughout all time, that no matter whether you're 65, 35, or 15, that truth of the passage is the same. It's the same in 2020 as it was in 1960. And we want to make sure that we communicate that central truth in light of the original context of the passage so that it has a chance to really appeal to the heart, so that in our modern day understanding, we see how God's word transcends all time. And yes, it applies to me today. In this, we're not giving them the application. We're just telling them how this passage, in the context it was written, applies to us today. And we pray and pray and pray as we prepare for the lesson that God, through His Holy Spirit, speaks to their heart and lays that heavy conviction on their heart of this passage. We want to teach the knowledge to the head. We want to bring out that universal truth and pray that the Holy Spirit convicts to the heart. Because once a message is convicted to the heart, then it is lived out in application through the hands. We always want to give a couple of points of application every week after we've covered the basic knowledge, that true universal truth that spans through time, all time. And then in light of those, how could that be applied today? And as you teach the truths each week, we want to make sure we follow that head, heart, hands. An application that comes from a conviction of the heart sticks. An application that comes just because you were asked to do it or told to do it is temporary and will be quickly forgotten. We want to connect people to His truth, to the truth about Jesus, and how that applies to their life today and how it's lived out in their life today. We don't want to say, today we think that should mean. No, it still means the same thing that it meant, but now how is it lived out today? So we want to connect them to His people. We want to connect everyone to His truth. And then we want to connect them to His mission. We go through the gospel, grow, go aspect of our discipleship process here at the church. You see it everywhere. You've heard us talk about it. And obviously, when we're talking about connect groups, that is the primary grow ministry of our church. But you, as a connect group leader, as an under-shepherd of all of those people in your group, are also the transition for our church in the discipleship process from growing to going. And we depend on you to help lead those in your group each week with different aspects on how they can carry out the mission that God has laid before them, how they can participate in Jesus' mission every day of their life, and then in a grander, broader sense, whether it be a trip or what God's doing around the world. And we kind of break that down in basically five different ways. The first one is personal evangelism. Make sure that you're taking time each month to emphasize personal evangelism. I'm not talking about a whole lesson, but just pointing your people back to learning a method. We have videos on our website walking through how to use the three circles of evangelism. By the way, if we take anyone on to Kansas City or to one of our other trips, three circles of evangelism is the strategy that the missionaries on the field use. That's why we believe, and we've adopted it as a church as our primary strategy, so that we can better align with our missionaries on the field. So teach those in your group, encourage them to learn the three circles method, point them to the videos. Maybe once a month have someone just share the three circles in about 3 minutes, but something to keep that up. And then encourage them to share the gospel with someone every week. Encourage them to have gospel conversations. Outside of the personal evangelism side on the go, connecting them to Jesus' mission, we do believe in missions on four levels. The first one is church. There are a variety of ways that we need people to serve here at the church. We need everyone in your connect group serving the church on some level. The easiest way with that is the welcome team or the greeter team. When we look at that, anyone in a mask can open up a door and say good morning to people. We need a lot of people to sign up, and anyone can be a part of that. In fact, even a visitor, someone who's been visiting for a while, can be a part of that. There's no gospel ministry in that. It is simply just helping break down the barriers, be a smiling face, and help people feel warm and welcome as they're coming in. If you would like to sign up for that, drop by the Welcome Center, but definitely encourage everyone in your class, in your Connect group, to stop by the Welcome Center and sign up for the greeter ministry. There's various other ministries, whether it's youth or children, whether it's our food pantry, whether it's whatever other ministries happen here within the church, help them get plugged in serving. There's a lot of different things. There's even a new ministry, neighborhood ministry for your neighborhood that we're rolling out that you've seen Pastor Andy do some things. So we believe in missions and going within the church, serving there, but also in the community. Our community mission, our community ministry of our church has exploded. Make sure that you are connecting the back. God placed us in Choctaw to help reach and minister to the needs of the people in Choctaw. And so as your group ministers to the needs of those in Choctaw, there's a lot of ways. Yes, the food pantry again. We're collecting coats for the homeless. We'll be collecting gloves and socks and things like that, all to be distributed to people in need here in our community. Maybe you know of a school that needs help, or a senior that needs help, or someone that needs help with their yard or whatever, but find ways to help deploy your Connect group in our community to help meet the needs of those in our community, to open up the door to share the gospel. We need to make sure that we are serving, that we are going in our community. Why just go to Kansas City if we can do it here too? Let's love Choctaw. Let's be the church that cares about Choctaw in everything that we do. And we need you to help lead your group in doing that. We believe in going in the church. We believe in going to the community. We also believe in going to the country. That's our domestic missions. We have 5 partnerships in Kansas City. I know it's a little hard right now for us to go to Kansas City, although there are some opportunities, but make sure you're connecting your group back to Kansas City every month. Have a Sunday every month where you pray for our domestic partners as you close out. Be looking for the updates when we give updates from our ministry partners there, and share those with your class. When we are able to go to Kansas City, organize your group. We had a senior adult group go up to Kansas City and help serve just last fall, and they loved it in Kansas City. And so make sure you're finding ways to connect to that. So we've got the church, we've got the community, we've got the country, our domestic partners, but then we've got the nations. And we're connecting to the nations in many ways. We have several international partnerships. We've got one in Nicaragua, Guatemala, Belize. We've got one in Eastern Europe, and then we've got one in Central Asia. And so in all of those partnerships, there will be opportunities to go. Remember, mission trips aren't just for our college students and youth. They're for all of us to go. In fact, the IMB says one of the largest groups that is growing rapidly and participating in their IMB mission trips are retired people. They have time, they want to travel, but they want to do meaningful travel. Look for opportunities, regardless of your age, to go serve on an international level. Send messages to our international partners encouraging them, whatever that may be. If you need other ideas on how to hook up with them, see me. I would love to share with you more ways you can connect with the nations. But just in the last month, we have also opened up another opportunity as we have partnered with an organization in Oklahoma City that reaches out to different people groups here in Oklahoma City as a part of our connecting to the nations and ministry to the nations. God is sending the nations to us. They still have connections back to their home countries. And we have an opportunity, an obligation to interact with them and to share the gospel with them. And we have some opportunities for that. See Pastor Andy, see me on how you can get your Connect group involved in that. We want to make sure that we all grow. Any healthy organism reproduces. Our church should reproduce. Every believer should reproduce too. That only happens if you as a Connect group leader, me as a Connect group leader, if we help shepherd and lead out in that for those in our group on how they can reproduce themselves spiritually so that the gospel can continue to grow and spread and reach the nations. Well, this was a quick, somewhat quick training just on the how to do Connect groups. Remember, in the how, it's all about connecting people to Jesus, to His people, to His truth, and to His mission. In church, as we do this, as we continue to focus on this, I believe wholeheartedly that God will bless this, that God will use this to strengthen our faith in Him, strengthen our walk with Him, but more than that, to reach the nations with the gospel. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, be sure to shoot me an email at badams@fbcchoctaw.org, or you can call me in the church office at 405-390-2131. Thank you again, Connect Group leaders, for all that you do. We couldn't do what we do without you, and you help make us who we are.
That gives you a peek into our training for our Connect Group leaders. That was from our video training that we did back in October. But in all of it, the key to church, yes, we want to proclaim Jesus. Yes, the gospel is the center of everything that we do. But it's also training, equipping, and deploying the people And in that, connecting the people to one another where they feel a part of something so much larger than themselves and that they can serve within the bride. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this segment for the Lead Well podcast. And I hope as you go throughout your life this next week and in the months to come and through the holiday season, that you will seek to lead well in all that you do and bring glory and honor to the Lord.